never and ever. How about if you the things you dig with a plow, you know what those things are called? When a plow goes through a field, it makes
ridges, or rows, or ridges, or
use it furrows. You familiar with that?
Mm-mm.
And the farmer says, well, we had a good year. We raised a big
crop.
All right. And let's say they were raising that stuff that's used for making bread, you know.
Wheat, oats.
All right. Yeah, that's right. We raised a big...
big crop of oats or crop of wheat.
And removing all of the shrubs and things from the land, you'd say we did what to the land? We trees and shrubs and everything.
We cut down the trees.
Okay, or we did what to the land? We
got rid of all the shrubs.
We used the word cleared, though, probably.
Well, we cleared the shrubs, but I think the proper, I don't know if I'm right or not, but I think it would be it. Cleared everything away or got rid of all of it. Or
okay. And how about you talking before about that, not wheat, but that other thing.
Oats.
You know what they call that when they're on a farm where they
trash it?
Oh, yeah. Now, would you say oats is or oats are?
That depends now on the sentence.
Uh-huh. Well, say the word you would just use now, oats.
Oats are.
Are.
Growing tall.
Okay. But how about if they were being...
trashed?
Yeah, now
oats are being trashed. Being trashed or are being trashed. That's really the right word for it, I guess.
Okay, now how about a bundle of wheat? You know what that's called? A what of wheat?
Now, see, I could give you that in Polish
too. Okay. I'll make notes.
That's
that,
a stack.
So, uh-huh. It's tied together.
Yeah, that would be a stack.
Or now if you had 30 you had one bushel of wheat. And you added 39 more. How many would you have in all?
40 bushels.
And a corn, you know what that's called? We have a
cob.
Yeah, when you have a number of corn of corn stalks together, you have a what of corn. You know what that's called? Do you hear the word shock or
no?
No.
Mm-mm.
Okay. If 2 miles is the greatest distance you could go without being completely exhausted, you say. 2 miles is
too much for me.
Yes, but or it's all the it's the.
It's too far.
But it's the would you say the furthest or the farthest or all the farther?
2 miles is the furthest I want to go. Okay. It's as far as I want to go.
Okay.
2 miles is as far as I want
to
go.
How about if something belonged to me? You'd say it's.
It's the. Belongs to you?
Yeah, you'd say it's. I'd say whose is this? You say it's.
It's mine.
Or now
it belongs to me.
It's mine. You'd say it's not belong to you. You'd say it's.
It belongs to me, or it belongs to you.
And so if it belongs to you, you'd say it's.
It's mine.
Or it's.
It's
right.
His or.
Right.
His, mine, or hers.
How about it belong to them?
Then that would if there's two, it would if it would be a couple, then you'd say yes, it belongs to them. But if
say
in is singular, then you say belongs to her, him, and.
Mm-hmm. But all right, you'd say it's. I'd say whose is that? You say oh, it's
theirs.
And it belongs to us. You say it's
ours.
And it belongs to you, you'd say?
It's mine.
Or it's not me, but you. It's
yours.
Yeah.